Talking about the Grand Parakidal Mishnah Dalash Shoshim Agalchem, Utiglachtam Mitzvah. The following three would shave their hair. And the shaving of their hair would be a mitzvah. The Torah says that they have to shave their hair. Hanazir, Bamitzorah, Vahalavi. Another, when he completes his Nazir, he would shave his hair, but only the hair of his head. Mitzorah also shaved his hair, like we have just previously seen, and Mitzorah shaved all the hair of his body, and there'll be him. In the midbar, at the time they were getting ready to do the Avodah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that all the hair of the body of the Levim should be shaved. But Kulan Shagilchu Shalopatar Oshishairu Stay Saras Lawsukla. Any of these three that shaved off the hair but did so without a razor, or they shaved off their hair with a razor but two saras, two hairs remained that were not shaved, they would not have done anything. They would not have been Micaiah the Mitzvah since they left two hairs, or they shaved without a razor. Only if they shaved with a razor and they shaved all their hair, leaving no hair left, or just one hair left, with their shaving be a mitzvah. Sachin Nagon Parakidal Mishnah Hey, Stacy Parim, Mitzvasan Shi Hushava is Bamara, Uvakoma Uvadamim, Uluki Chasan Kacha. The two birds. The Torah said that a Mitzvah has to bring two wild birds when he starts the process of becoming Torah. The Mitzvah of the Chaskele is that those two birds should be similar to each other. They should be similar in appearance and also in height. And also they should have a similar cost, and they should be bought at the same time. But this is only a mitzvah l'chatzchila. If it turns out that the two birds are not similar to each other, they would be kosher anyway. So too, even though l'chatzchila is, you're supposed to buy them both at the same time, if you did not do so and you bought one of the birds one day and one of the other birds a different day, they would be kosher. If you took two birds for the mitzvah, and the din is that the first bird is shechted and the second bird is sent away. If after you shechted the first bird, it turned out that that bird was invalid, it was not dror, it was not a wild bird. And only a wild bird is valid for the mitzvah. That would invalidate only that bird, but the second bird that remained would not be invalid. So instead, you would just take another bird to match up with the bird that remained. First bird that was shechted and then you found out that was invalid, you'd be allowed to eat it. Even though, had he not found out that it was invalid, it would be usher ba'na, as was seen previously, that when you shech the first bird, you have to bury it, it's usher ba'na. But in this case, since it turned out that it's invalid, you would be allowed to eat it. Shechta benimtish trefa. Yikas zug v'shniya. Harishonam muteres ba'na. If after you shechted the bird, it turned out that it was a trefa, it was injured in such a way that makes it a trefa, so it's invalid to be used for the mitzvah. So again, in this case, only that bird is invalid. The bird that remains is still valid, so you take another bird to match up with the bird that's remaining. And the first bird, the bird that was shechted, and turned out to be invalid, you'd be allowed to derive benefit from it, even though, as we said, that when you shech the first bird, it's usher ba'na, you're not allowed to derive benefit from it. But in this case, since it turned out to be invalid, you would be allowed to have hana from it. You can sell it to a guy, but of course you can't eat it. Since it's a trefa, you're not allowed to eat a trefa. Nishbach adam, tomba sa mishtalachas. Meis sa mishtalachas, yishafei chadam. If you had taken the two birds for the mitzvah, and the din is that after the first bird is shechted, the blood is caught in a kli charis that holds mayim chaim, and then you sprinkle from the mixture of the blood and water onto the mitzvah. Now, if before you had a chance to sprinkle from the blood and water on the mitzvah, the blood was spilled out. In such a case, the second bird that was supposed to be sent away also becomes invalid. So therefore, that bird is put to death. You lock it up in a room until it dies. As even though in the previous two cases where the first bird turned out to be invalid, in such a case it was a trefa, or that it turned out it was not dror, it would not invalid the second bird. So therefore, all you would need is one more bird to match up with the bird that's remaining. But in this case, Chazal learned out that since the shechita was kosher, just the blood was spilled, not only would that bird now be invalid since the blood is spilled, but the second bird that remains would also be invalid. You'd have to take another two birds to replace them. Or in such a case that the mishtaleches died, you shot the first bird and caught the blood in a kli charis. But the second bird, the bird that was supposed to be sent away, dies. That would invalidate the blood of the bird that was shechted. You spill out that blood, as Chazal learned out in this case, that you cannot use that blood to sprinkle on the mitzvah. Instead, you'd have to take another two birds to replace these two birds.